Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Spirit Airlines passengers in limbo today after the budget carrier shut down without notice overnight. All flights canceled. A $500 million federal bailout didn't come, so Spirit is going out of business. This after declaring Chapter 11 bankruptcy last summer for the second time in the last couple of years. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
There was a number of ideas being floated on how the government could step in and be helpful to Spirit Airlines. The president was like a dog on a bone. Trying to figure out a way to keep Spirit afloat.
But that did not happen. Duffy, speaking earlier at Newark, he blamed the Biden administration for not approving a Spirit merger with JetBlue 2 years ago. However, it was the Iran war that brought the airline to the point of no return after it caused a huge and immediate spike in jet fuel costs. Shocked Spirit customers that were supposed to catch flights at LaGuardia today are spending the day looking for a ride with other airlines instead.
Do not go to the airport. That's the message flyers woke up to Saturday morning.
So I woke up this morning, got on my app and seen all flights canceled.
That's Tyree. He's supposed to be in Atlanta by now. His new mission, getting rebooked.
I'm going to Frontier and see what they can resolve. So I hope they can come up with something.
Now he says the pros of the airline.
Budget friendly. Me living in Manhattan, you know, it works in my budget.
But the cons playing out in real time.
Very unprofessional.
So the airline that once prided itself on affordability crumbled under rising costs and increasing debt. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Terminal A.
Now, other airlines have been offering reduced fares and frozen costs or discounts on high volume Spirit routes to customers that are now stranded. Well, a violent collision overnight, leaving one dead in Staten Island. Police say the man was the driver of a Chevy Tahoe and lost control as he headed east on Gannon Avenue South, a service road of the Staten Island Expressway. The SUV crashed into another SUV that was parked near Ardmore Avenue and flipped onto its side. The victim suffered a serious head injury and died at the scene, according to detectives, his name not yet released. I know an update to a story we told you about yesterday here on 1010 Winds, a suspect now in custody on Long Island in a pair of stabbing deaths of two women. Nassau police say Roni Alvarenga lived with one of the victims and worked with the other at an Island Park Wendy's. Nassau Police Lieutenant George D'Arienzo says officers were called to a 7-Eleven where the suspect then confessed.
We were notified that at 169 Atlantic Avenue in Lynbrook, there was a person at that location who wanted to have some police assistance. The officers responded, and that individual said he had killed somebody that night.
Now, the second victim was found dead in a home in Valley Stream a few hours later. A possible motive still isn't clear, but the suspect is now charged with murder. He pleaded not guilty in court this afternoon. Well, some expectant parents on Long Island will have to find another place to have their babies after word that Nassau University Medical Center is suspending its maternity care program. This reportedly comes after a review by state health officials that found safety and quality issues. The hospital telling Newsday it will continue to care for emergency maternal patients and deliver babies when the mother is in active labor. But for routine care or scheduled deliveries, they'll refer expectant moms to other hospitals for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Well, a nationwide tour launching today for the struggling airline. An arrest has been made in a violent attack in the Bronx 2 weeks ago. Police say 50-year-old Isaiah Jones of Brooklyn repeatedly punched and kicked a 55-year-old woman inside an apartment in the Highbridge section before raping her and also stealing her necklace and $50. She was taken to a hospital with bruises and other injuries. Jones faces charges including rape, robbery, and sex abuse. The Daily News reports 11 prior arrests for the suspect, including assault and burglary, but no prior sex crimes on record. Graduating students at Brooklyn College vow to continue to fight for their chance to walk on stage at their commencement ceremony after the school nixed the plan due to scheduling issues.
Students are calling it a missed victory lap.
They're taking it away from us, the students. They're taking it away from our parents.
That's Janelle, senior at Brooklyn College, the school not letting graduates walk the stage at commencement this year.
They're telling us it's because the class size is too big. I believe they said we have about 4,000 graduates.
Brooklyn College pointing to the venue, Barclays Center, sharp cutoff time as the reason.
You know you're a CUNY, you know you have a high volume of students. Give us enough time.
Janelle feels robbed of her moment.
So many people have helped me through my college journey, and me walking across the stage was like a huge thank you to all of them.
Yes, student government relayed the message to the student body. The response from administration, minimal. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The school, in a statement, reiterated the fact that Barclays Center gave them a hard out time, adding, quote, "We respect students' right to express their views and are committed to maintaining an environment where concerns can be shared safely and constructively." 1010 Winds has also reached out to the Barclays Center for comment.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.